Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I please have your first and last name?
Wanda Dewar, D-O-U-R.
All right, thank you for that. I have it looks like maybe a male's first name as the account holder. Will you please verify that?
Richard Dewar, he's sitting right here.
All right, thank you. And how are you in relation to Richard?
I'm his wife.
All right, thank you for that. Yes, ma'am, I've located this account. I have the address, 140 Marketplace. Is that correct?
Our home on the account is our home is 10601. Now, his office is Marketplace, but he hasn't received anything and has not ordered it.
Okay, that's okay. I just want to verify that I've located the correct account. All right, and I have an email address, rddour@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, thank
this
you.
This is supposed to be shipped to 140 Marketplace?
I'm waiting for the account to load. I'm verifying information right now. And one other piece of information, I have the phone number 334-799-4954, is that correct?
That is his correct number.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am. So this was for a tactical bag. I have a tracking number. I'm checking on it now. Let's see.
What kind of bag is that?
A tactical bag. It's good. It's used for hiking and
we haven't ordered that, right.
So it's showing that it was delivered in or at the mailbox November 8th. If you didn't receive it, I'll still be able to help you with this. The previous agent canceled the account to prevent further charges. All right, let's take a look here.
I just did that.
Right. Okay.
But he has not got anything November the 8th at the office, did you, Pappy? Like a camping bag? No, he did not receive it.
Okay, not a problem. So we'll contact local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used, how and where the order took place online. Is there anyone else in the household that may have made this purchase without your knowledge?
No.
All right.
It's just he and I.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll you were charged $5.74 for the shipping and handling, and then there is a $39.99 charge. That was a fitness app. It was originally on a free trial. I'll issue that refund $39.99. There's also a charge $67.32. That's the membership fee, and it buys an e-gift voucher each month. That was charged two times, so I'll be able to issue those two refunds. That'll be a total of three refunds. And you should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no further charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, just take care of that. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A fitness program.